920 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden stepping up support for Ukraine as NATO leaders gather today for a big summit this week in Washington, D.C.
But make no mistake, Ukraine can and will stop Putin.
Biden says the U.S. and other allies are sending more air defense support to Ukraine soon, including at least four Patriot systems, with promises to add to that assistance later this year.
An overwhelming bipartisan majority of Americans understand that NATO makes us all safer.
NATO's celebrating its 75th year. Mr. Biden honoring its Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, who's led the alliance for the last decade with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Today, NATO is stronger, smarter, and more energized than when you began.
Formal talks between 32 member countries and others begin tomorrow. Mr. Biden set to meet with Ukraine's president Thursday. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-term problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee today. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, July 10th, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission will meet at 7:30 a.m. The Wastewater Treatment Commission will meet at 1:30 at the Wastewater Treatment Plant Conference Room. The McMillan Memorial Library Building and Grounds Committee will meet at 4 in the McCourt Conference Room. The Finance Committee meeting will follow at 5. The Town of Grand Rapids will hold their town board meeting from 6 to 7:30. In Portage County, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners will meet at 4 p.m. at 1001 Maple Bluff Road in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee meeting, scheduled for 9 a.m., has been canceled. There's an authentic Native American arts and culture exhibit opening at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center this week. The opening night event is Thursday, July 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Colin Ray will get the start for Milwaukee. Garrett Mitchell off to a slow start at the plate. The 25-year-old center fielder just 3-for-17 with a batting average of 176. I asked him what's been the biggest hurdle coming back from shoulder surgery last year and then a broken hand this year.
I never felt like throughout the whole process that there was a big hurdle. I would say, obviously, like when you come into spring training, right, you got to kind of get all of the soreness and like baseball stuff, you know, get back into shape again. So I think the biggest part was probably just kind of getting through the soreness. But after like the first week of being back, it was pretty normal again.
Basketball, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo packing his bags for the Olympics in Paris. Later this month, he led Team Greece to qualify for the games with a win over Croatia. They'll compete with 12 other teams for a gold medal, including France, Australia, and the U.S. Giannis is 29 years old. This will be his first time at the Olympics. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low in the low 60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and muggy. Stray storm or two in the afternoon and a high in the low 80s. We dry out towards the end of the week. Sunshine, humidity climbing, and highs in the mid 80s.
It's 82 right now. Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday marks the opening of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We'll talk a bit about some of the educational aspects of what's happening in Chippewa Falls.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Bob.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, it is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, Tuesday night. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Dr. Tim Slecker, Jess in the house. And yeah, we have a guest. We're going to get him on there. Johnny, though, looking back at last night's show, I just wanted to go, did Matt Damon's mom, Nancy Carlson Page, landed truly a mic drop moment? And in fact, yeah. Couldn't have dropped that mic a moment too soon. She cut it right out at the very end. I'm putting out check it back, you know, go back, see the show. And then Dr. Mike Moore, you know, the whole idea of course materials, who knew that that was an equity issue? That's just the way, you know, we found it. So check out that episode. Love it. Hope everybody had a good show like that. Here we go, Johnny Lupinacci, though. You know, the Democrats are still talking about what they're going to do with President Biden. Who knows if the breaking, if I just gonna say, if there's ever breaking news on this, we will definitely say something about that. And maybe it would be nice if they had a, you know, breaking news down at the Minocqua Brewing Company, Johnny, because wouldn't that be a great place to break the story?
Well, I'll tell you, Tim, if there's going to be a story breaking that big, it's going to break everywhere. But you know what? You might as well be at the Minocqua Brewing Company. Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company, who are big-time advocates for public education. They're always working hard to build community and make great beer. The most sued brewery in America because, man, they're sticking up for democracy, defending public schools. The Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Head on down to Minocqua Brewing Company or check them out at MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Tim, and we're going to sit back and see what unfolds as this week unfolds. Listener, you know, get the Civic Media app. Listen to Civic Media programming all day long for coverage, and especially going into next week, live coverage of, you know, a little convention that's happening nearby to a lot of our listeners. Mm-hmm. But all the breaking news and politics, you know, tune into Civic Media for great coverage of all that. Tim, aside from that, you know, it's hot in America, both literally and figuratively. Right now it's summertime, but there's so much going on, you know? Yeah. And so I'm looking forward to our conversation with our guests tonight. But Tim, you know what, man? It's also good to just catch up with you.
Too. Well, it is a bit, you know, I want to say, you know, back to the, you know, tonight. Yeah. Great guest. Rethinking Schools. We had Dr. Sierra Collard-Jones on to introduce that partnership. Yeah, bringing back the partnership, Rethinking Schools, Busted Pencils, Rethinking Schools, founded right there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, been putting out truly materials that, you know, you said every one of us who've been a teacher and experienced Rethinking Schools materials have always went like, wow,
Grade A.
Thank
stuff,
goodness man. They're there. And I said, my biggest intro again, is, you know, rethinking Christopher Columbus. The reframing just changed my world and changed my fifth graders' worlds at that time. It was just an amazing time. So we had Dr. Jones on, Kyler Jones on, and man, she has brought forward, though, too, a whole list and a whole group of people. It's going to be every second Tuesday.
Yeah, monthly spot, Tim, with Rethinking Schools. Our pals at Rethinking Schools are, our educators in arms, part of a movement, you know, to teach. And tying it to last night's show, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, friend of and big fan and educator in arms with Howard Zinn. She brought up Howard Zinn and talked about the importance that we all have open minds and critical thinking skills, and that we learn about history, not just one single story, but the diverse historical facts of what's occurred, you know, in our histories, right? And so we talked about indigenous people's histories. You brought up Rethinking Columbus tonight, you know, so just linking it together to all that. But Rethinking Schools on a monthly spot, we got one of our guys here, Jesse Hagopian, one of the authors in the most recent special issue, right? Themed for Gaza here. We're talking with Jesse Hagopian. Jesse, how you doing tonight, my man?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you all so much for having me back on the show.
Jesse, it is so good to see you. Yeah, I say, you know, had you on the show multiple times, you know, when it was just a podcast, definitely had you on. You know, we've enjoyed all the conversations we've had with you. And again, the rekindling the partnership with Rethinking Schools, all the incredible work that you guys are doing there. And here you are, the first guest of Rethinking Schools to kind of come in, chop it up with Johnny and Tim, laying it out there. And so, you know, special issue, the Gaza issue. And, you know, Jesse, tell us a little bit about, you know, the preparation that went into preparing and getting ready for this special issue, because it's packed. And, you know, we know people are sitting there like, how did they even come together? What was the impetus? What pulled all of the authors? Give us a little sense of what it takes to put together a special issue of Rethinking Schools.
Sure. I mean, and we have an incredible team. It's small but mighty that puts together this magazine on a quarterly basis. And Rethinking Schools has really become the voice of social justice educators, you know, all around the country, who are writing for the magazine, who are reading the magazine, who are using the lessons in their classroom. And we don't pull together a special issue about this horrific attacks on Gaza without years and years of dedication to the struggle for Palestine. It took years of developing a political analysis to understand what's happening there. It took years of writing lessons for the classroom and adapting them and developing them, to feel confident in this moment of crisis to have something to say about it. So I think that's important. You know, myself, I went on the first African Heritage delegation of Interfaith Peace Builders Group to Palestine and spent time with host families in the West Bank. We met with Israelis and Palestinians to hear different perspectives on the conflict. And I traveled with a group of veterans of the civil rights movement. And one of those was a teacher, a Black woman named Gloria, who was one of the first teachers to integrate a school in her home county in Mississippi. And hearing her share stories about going to her school the first day it was supposed to be integrated and seeing it surrounded by the Ku Klux Klan and the Klan not allowing her to come in and teach, hearing her share that story with Palestinian activists in the West Bank who had studied the civil rights movement and were moving to implement those lessons was so powerful.
Yeah, Johnny Lupinacci.
Well, yeah, I love it. Love the work, love the issue, Jesse. And you modeled this kind of, like you brought up social justice teaching. For our listener who's saying like, hey, I like the sound of that. You know, like, here are three guys who are really committed to that, who really love that. It rings true. But for our listener, can you give them a good definition of social justice education, like teaching for social justice. Give them the 101 on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, the first thing that's required for social justice education is allowing kids to think critically. So we have to provide a space where students are allowed to debate the issues in society. And what we're seeing in America right now is the opposite. We're seeing the fact that almost half of all students in the public schools today are going to a school where there's a law that says the teacher has to lie to them about structural racism or sexism or homophobia, and that they can't discuss those issues, right? And what we want to say is we have to discuss those issues. We can't build a society based on justice without young people learning all kinds of things about our society, the oppression that has existed from the beginning, and the incredible struggles for justice. And, you know, social justice teaching allows kids to have the discussions and the debate that the powerful and the wealthy wish they would never have. There's more to it, but I think the core of it is allowing kids to discuss the issues. So for example, like when I teach about the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, I will have all of my students be different members of SNCC. And SNCC had a lot of debate. They didn't all agree on how to build the civil rights movement. So we have some of them that are arguing that we should allow white people to be in our organization and we should join arms. And some of them are saying, no, this should be an all-black organization. And some of them say we should work with Martin Luther King. He's a great leader. And the other ones are saying he flies into town, gives a speech, and then leaves. We need to build a different kind of organization. And the kids get to learn the real debates that existed throughout history, right? And they get to debate those things themselves. And then they get to decide for themselves what they think should have happened and compare that to what actually happened. And that's a method for social justice teaching that allows kids to learn the real debates that happened.
But Jesse, you put that forward like that too. It's so kind of strong. And in one way, I could say, so you're letting students critically think for themselves, giving them space, really creating and protecting that space and saying, you know what? And there are going to be different perspectives here, but we're going to learn from history. We're going to model from history. We're going to let you engage those things. And it is, it's frightening in 2024 to know, as you pointed out, that type of teaching is potentially illegal in a lot of states in this country right now. Truly illegal to teach kids to grapple with facts. We know our facts. We know these are facts. They're absolutely facts. But yet the whole idea, so man, what a great positioning on teaching social justice. A lot, though, too, coming into this, the issue here talking about, too, and your part of the article that you wrote, I know we're going to want to get really big into that as we come back from our first break. Our guest is Jesse Hagopian, one of the leaders at Rethinking Schools. Yeah, it's Rethinking Schools Tuesday. Once a month now, every month, we're going to have Rethinking Schools. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Man, make sure you get in here. Give us a call. You guys, you know the number. Put it on the app. Make sure you drop us a text. All that. 855-752-4842. Busted Pencils, Jesse Hagopian, Rethinking Schools when we get back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. it only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Not just any education tonight, we're talking social justice education, right? Always teaching. Always learning. Learners leading learners. Mm. Got a guy with us tonight, Jesse Hagopian, big guest representing Rethinking Schools. We talked about it. One of the OG resources for a lot of us social justice educators, going strong and lucky to have them putting that resource out quarterly, right? For teachers to be learning as they're leading their learners. Which is really important, especially on a lot of these issues. It was the number one thing all school year. I work with a lot of teachers. Tim and I talk to teachers. We got teachers out there that are listeners. And one of the things is, like, we always talk about, like, how do you teach global conflicts? How do you teach at, you know, age appropriate level? You know, things that are scary for kids, things that are happening in the world. Because all of us social justice educators know, like Jesse shared, you teach multiple perspectives. You take on the sometimes controversial, difficult stuff because children are witnessing our reactions and how we handle things that are complicated, things that are dangerous, things that aren't our best representation of human rights and our capacity to care for one another, right? And we learn from struggles like the civil rights movement. We learn from unity and solidarity around the world. So, Jesse, dive into it. Jesse's article in the Rethinking Schools most recent issue, Israel's War on Gaza is also a war on history, education, and children. Jesse, tell our listeners a little bit about this article. And we were talking before the show a little bit about how you're connecting some important dots, building some solidarity, right? And some of the conversations you got to have with inspiring people today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. You know, in the article I write, I want educators to think about what it would be like to be a teacher in Palestine, to be a teacher in Gaza. None of us got to choose where we were born. But for the fact that I happen to be here instead of in Gaza, my life is dramatically different. And in Gaza, every single university has been bombed, right? Hundreds of schools have been bombed using bombs made by Boeing that is in my hometown of Seattle, right? Our taxpayer money is going to fund the occupation of Palestine, and U.S. corporations are profiting off of blowing up schools there. And I want educators to think about what it would be like to be teaching in Gaza, where you have a genocidal war being waged. Another word that's important to understand, scholasticide, the destruction that, you know, direct targeting and destruction of schools that's going on there. And, you know, many educators believe that students should be able to discuss the most important topics that adults are talking about in society. And so many social justice educators are organizing lessons to have students discuss what they think of schools being bombed in Gaza. And for doing that, they're can be harsh repercussions, right? I have a friend who was teaching about Palestine, and they brought a mobile billboard to his school with his face on it and a website taken out under his legal name.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters Baseball is on the air in Ashwaubenon, the beginning of a home and home between the Green Bay Rockers and your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, less than 10 minutes away. Fans, welcome back on to Raptor Radio, WFHR, whether you're tuning in here on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. Thank you so much for spending your Tuesday nights here with us as we are on the road. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, returning to you right here on these airwaves for the 40th time this season. These two teams met over this past weekend. Friday-Saturday home series at Witter Field, in which the Raptors swept Green Bay. 10-6 in the series finale, 13-10 in this series opener. It was the conclusion of a three-game homestand for Wisconsin Rapids, in which they finished up a home-and-home with the Madison Mallards. They swept the entire homestand, not just those two games with Green Bay, beating Madison back on the fourth as well. For Wisconsin Rapids, last night it was the finishing of a home-and-home with the Wausau Woodchucks. After losing 20-3 in Athletic Park in a Sunday matinee, the Woodchucks came to Witter Field for a usual 6:35 matchup in the first of two Monday games at Witter Field this season. Final score was 4-2 in favor of Wausau. The Woodchucks collecting four runs on nine hits. They made three errors on defense and left nine on the bases. And for the Raptors, two runs on seven hits in an error, and they left 18 on their most of the season in a frustrating mark for the offense. It was Bryson Moore to get the start yesterday for Wisconsin Rapids, his first outing at Witter Field and his third start with the club. The Fairfax, Virginia native out of the University of Virginia tossed three strong innings, allowed two hit, one run. It was earned, along with walking one and striking out five. He threw 57 pitches last night. From there, it was four innings of one-run ball from Nick Paulson, the southpaw from Balsam Lake, and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, who has been fantastic in the second half so far this season after throwing four shutout frames in Madison just a week ago. He's now got eight innings pitched in the second half, allowing just one run. Last night, that one run coming off four hits. And similar to Moore, he walked one and struck out five on 72 pitches. Kyle Bender picked up an inning in a third after Paulson. Michael Perello getting the last two thirds. For the Raptors, they scored both runs last night in the third inning. Chris Arroyo and Jack Matthew, the 2-3 spots, finding themselves aboard. Arroyo to lead off the inning on an error by the second baseman Vance Sheehan of the Wausau Woodchucks, and Jack Matthew singled right after. Arroyo came in to score the first run for Wisconsin Rapids in the ballgame after Walker Buchanan reached on an error, and Jack Matthew touched home plate on an RBI go-ahead single from Aiden Teal. It was 1-0 entering that home half of the third inning due to a two-out solo shot from the Woodchuck third baseman, Jonah St. Antoine. It was his second of the season, and Wausau drew first blood in last night's ballgame. The Woodchucks would tie it up at two apiece in the top half of inning number six, with Bryce Hubbard leaving the yard. For the fifth time this season, a solo blast to right field with one out made it a 2-2 ball game. And with Bender and Michael Perillo out of the Rafter bullpen failing to find the strike zone in that top of the ninth inning, the final two runs of the ball game were walked across. Jorge de Cardenas going the final 2 2/3 for the visiting Woodchucks. He picked up the win, punching out five, throwing 46 pitches, allowing two walks and one hit. As mentioned, de Cardenas the win, Perillo the loss. 3 hours and 41 minutes at the time of the game last night. 931 wonderful Rafter fans in attendance at historic Witter Field. It was 80 degrees and overcast at the time of first pitch. Rafter lineup being announced right now here in Green Bay, so we'll talk about it right now on our end as well. Mason Onati will lead off at second base. Chris Arroyo out of the two spot will play left field. Jack Matthew will hit third as the team's designated hitter when looking at the cleanup spot that will be occupied by Max McGuire this evening. Hitting fifth out in center field is Aiden Teal. Jorge Degatti will hit sixth in right field. Trotter Boston beginning the bottom third of the order. Hitting seventh, playing third base. Cashel Duggar will do the catching and bat eighth. And Tracer Lopez, returning to shortstop, will bat ninth for Wisconsin Rapids. Houston High will get the ball for the Rafters. It's his Northwoods League debut and his Rafter debut here on the road. The 6'5" redshirt junior right-handed pitcher from Tennessee Tech and a native of Nashville has spent time at Freed Hardeman University in Hendersonville, Tennessee, Union University in Jackson, Tennessee, and Volunteer State Community College down in Gallatin, Tennessee. Houston High, a 2020 high school graduate getting a fifth year of eligibility from the NCAA, will be heading to Tennessee Tech in the fall. At Freed Hardman back in 2023, when he was a 21-year-old junior, he had a 2-0 record and a 5.85 ERA across 32 and a third innings pitch, a 1.67 whip as well. 23 walks versus 24 strikeouts. A big frame for High, hoping to bring a lot of power and some good breaking stuff to the hill here tonight. Michael Howell will oppose Houston High on the hill for Green Bay. It'll be a second start against the Rafters this year, both coming here at Capital Credit Union Park. We'll talk more about Howell when he toes the rubber in the top of the first inning after our break. Taylor Schultz, though, will lead off for Green Bay and play second. Dalen Adderley will play left field and hit second. Sam Miller out of the three spot will play third base. Jake Bold will clean things up as the Rocker DH tonight. Nick Harms will hit fifth in right field. The switch hitting shortstop, Cooper Kelly, will bat sixth. Luke Mohler will do the catching out of the seventh spot. Mullivai Lavu, the UCLA products, played a couple games at third base against the Rafters this year. He did not play in either game of the weekend series at Witter Field. He'll hit eighth and play first tonight. Seth Farney, the Ole Miss Rebel, will round things out. The switch hitting Farney will hit ninth and play center field. First of a home and home. These are the final two matchups between the Rockers and Rafters in this July month. The teams will also meet four times, two here in Ashwaubenon, two in Wisconsin Rapids, in the final 10 games in August. Houston High on the rubber for Wisconsin Rapids. Michael Howell getting the ball for Green Bay. It's a Tuesday night here at Capital Credit Union Park. Chris Kreplin's Green Bay Rockers, Kirk Schreider's Wisconsin Rapids Rafters when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles from opening day to all those summer nights. You'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
A Snonati to lead off this Tuesday night ball game here in Ashwaubenon. First pitch from Michael Howell misses up and away for ball one, and we're underway. Andy Ockham joining you here on Rafters Radio, your one-stop shop for all 70 ball games this summer. The 1-0 pitch, and there for a called strike. Michael Howell, the 6'7", right-handed senior from Huntsville, Texas, and Southern Arkansas University, throwing in his eighth ball game of the summer. Brings a 2-0 record and 27 innings pitched to the table tonight. The 1-1. That one misses up and away for ball two. A 7 ERA and a 1.67 whip through his first seven outings of the season for Howell. He threw here against Wisconsin Rapids in the first meeting between the two clubs this summer in the 6-3 Rocker win back on June 11th. 2-1 pitch. Onati hits this one in the air. Third baseline. That'll find the seats in foul territory to even it up at 2-2. 6 2/3 for Howell in that start back on June 11th here at Capital Credit Union Park. He allowed 5 hits, 3 runs, all of which were earned. He walked 2 and struck out 3, facing 26 Rafter hitters that night. Wisconsin Rapids 0-4 in the month of June, or 0-4, I should say, against the Rockers before winning both games against Green Bay at Witter Field on Friday and Saturday. 2-2 misses up and away. Count now 3-2 here on Mason Onati. Onati not in the contest last night, not as a starter or as a substitution later on. That's a rarity. Mason usually finding his way in the ballgame one way or another. 3-2 pitch on the outside corner. Got him looking. Onati down on strikes. That's the first out here in this ballgame tonight. Second half records entering tonight for the Great Lakes West foes. Wisconsin Rapids at 3-3, dropping the last two ball games. Green Bay at the bottom of the division at 1-5. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Chris Arroyo, called a strike. Rockers 15-27 overall coming into today. The Rafters at 18-21. The 0-1 delivery home. Fastball fouled straight back and out of play. Arroyo out of the two spot playing right field last night against Wausau. He's in left field here on the road today. So Mentioned Chris scoring one of the two Raptor runs in the home half of the third, reaching on an error from Vance Sheehan at second base. The 0-2. That one misses up and away. Count moves the ball in two strikes. Ryan Starks calling the balls and strikes tonight behind home plate. The crew chief down the first baseline is Jeremy Brooks. Henry Schmielwitz down the third baseline. 1-2. Off-speed delivery misses outside. Count evens two balls and two strikes. Jack Matthey on deck. Max McGuire to follow a couple right-handed bats, occupying the 3-4 spots for Wisconsin Rapids this evening. The 2-2. That one misses up and away. Arroyo's drawn it from 0-2 to full. Leading the way right now in the Great Lakes West Division in the first six games of the second half, it's the 5-1 Wausau Woodchucks. 3-2 pitch misses low and away for ball four. Six-pitch walk drawn from Arroyo. A runner aboard for the Raptors with one out here in the first inning. Wausau won the first half, so for them, they're just continuing to chase after it and compete every day, just like every other team. Madison currently second in the division through six games in the second half at 4-2. Couple of 3-3 teams, your Raptors and the Lakeshore Chinooks. Fond du Lac at 2-4, Green Bay at 1-5. Righty-on-righty battle, first pitch from Howell to Matthey, in there for a called strike. Matthey reached in all but one of his plate appearances last night. The lone out he made was the out to end the ballgame, a flyout to Max Galvin in center field, part of a 1-2-3 ninth inning. The 0-1. Fastball on the inside corner, missing from Howell. Count evens 1-1. Matthey singled in the first and third innings last night and then drew walks in three straight plate appearances in innings 4, 6, and 7. Against Green Bay last week, out of his 9 plate appearances in the 2-game series, reaching his first 8. The 1-1 breaking ball swung on and missed by Jack. It's now 1-2. After tonight, this is the lone road game for the Raptors of the week before the Michigan trip on Sunday. 5 home games in the next 4 days to follow. Prior to the 1-2, a pickoff move checking in on Chris Arroyo over at first base. It's home tomorrow night against Green Bay, a doubleheader, 12:05, 6:35 Thursday against the Wausau Woodchucks. Friday, Saturday, 6:35 games against Lakeshore at Witter Field. 1-2 pitch rolled over on the ground left side. Kelly gloves to second one. Schultz on the bag. He's there in time. That's the only out the Rockers are going to get. Matthey aboard on a 6-4 fielder's choice. Two outs. He remains at first. For the cleanup hitter tonight, Max McGuire. McGuire out of the lineup last night. Cleanup spot was occupied by Grayson Schaefer, who's not in the card this evening for Wisconsin Rapids. Talk more about who's available off each bench when we enter the home half of the first. Righty on righty battle. First pitch from Howell to McGuire misses up and in for ball one. As I mentioned in the pregame show, game 40 of our 70-game slate here this summer. Hard to believe. We're already at this point, July the 9th of the season. 1-1 off-speed missing low from Howell. McGuire in the driver's seat here at 2 balls and no strikes. Always a joy to be here on WFHR with you Raptor fans. I enjoy our time together. I say it on every broadcast just for being extremely grateful. 2-0 breaking ball from Howell catches the inside corner. Count moves 2-1 on Max. Raptors going with 3 right-handed bats tonight versus 6 lefties. Most lefties Kirk Schreider has put in the lineup card all summer so far. Being our first, Matthey, the 2-1. Another off-speed, this one high chopper on the ground, foul down the third baseline. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and a runner on first. Mentioned Raptors left 18 on the bases last night against Wausau at home. The only inning where they didn't leave anyone on was in the 9th when they went down 1-2-3 against Jorge de Cardenas. Howell working first base side of the rubber. Shakes off his catcher Mulder twice. Comes set with 12 on the pitch clock. The 2-2. Fastball in on the hand. Slow roller over in the hole to short. Kelly backhand throw across the diamond to first. A 3-hopper that doesn't get to Mullivai LeVou in time. It is an infield single for Max McGuire. The Raptors have 2 on with 2 down here in the first inning. Aiden Teal entering back into the middle of the order. Hitting out of the 5 spot tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Teal hit 7th an evening ago and reached the bases twice for the Raptors, having that go-ahead RBI single to make it 2-1 in the bottom of the 3rd. He also drew a 6-pitch walk in the 5th. The first pitch to Teal, a breaking ball on the outside corner, called a strike. It's Jorge Degatti on deck, Trotter Boston to follow. Long pause from Howell, the 0-1. bases upstairs. Count evens a ball and a strike on Teal. Teal entering tonight, a 341 hitter in his first 11 games with the Wisconsin Rapids. One home run. He's driven in 8. That long ball coming in the last homestand. Broken bat, slow roller, right side of the mound. Howell off the hill to glove, but the throw to first gets over the glove of LeVue. Trickling off the edge of the dugout and into shallow right field. Matthews in to score. Teal to second. McGuire to third. Rafters have struck first here tonight, coming with 2 outs in the first inning. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Be on a throwing error. Rafters have 2 in scoring position for Jorge Degatti. Gotti hitting from the right side. First pitch from Howell. Off speed in there for a called strike. Jorge, an evening ago, third baseman for Wisconsin Rapids. That's where he started his tenure this summer before being put out in the corner outfield spots. 1 pitch, fastball fouled back to the netting. It's now 0-2. Degatti, his first at-bat last night against Adiel Melendez, was quite the battle. An infield single to lead off that home half of the second inning on 10 pitches. He also drew true walks last night. The 0-2 delivery. Breaking ball, hit on a line. That one's going to get down in right field for a base hit. McGuire in to score. Teal getting waved around from third. The throw is cut off by Malavai LeVue at the mound. It is a 2-out, 2-run single for Jorge Degatti, and it's 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids. It's a big swing of the bat there for Degatti. As mentioned, getting on base 3 times last night. Now time called Ford Ladd. The pitching coach of the Rockers making his way out to the mound to talk to Michael Howell. Keep in mind, folks, this is the 4th time we're here at Capital Credit Union Park this summer out of 6 total. The Rafters have yet to win here in Ashwaubenon, 0-3, losing 3 games here in the month of June. Rafter fans, big homestand coming up tomorrow. There's no better place to book your stay for your last-minute trip to watch the Rats this week than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes 4-legged companions in your stay this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Trotter Boston out of the 7th spot tonight for the Raptors. First pitch to the third baseman, misses low for ball 1. Boston, Duggar, Lopez, all left-handed bats in the bottom third of the lineup here tonight. The 1-0. This one hit high in the air, center field. Seth Farney jogging back and camping underneath to make the grab and retire the side. Rafters score 3 times here in this first inning. They leave 1 on. It'll be Houston High's Rafter debut when we return for the bottom of the first inning right here in Ashwaubenon on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Hurry in and save big at Menards. Owens Corning architectural shingles are designed to offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection. They have a limited lifetime warranty and up to a 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Choose from over 40 options designed to protect your home. Save big on shingles at Menards. Number 1 in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric,
Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
So after a debut here in the bottom of the first inning in Ashwaubenon, Andy Ockham returning to you right here on WFHR, your home for all 70 Rafter games this summer. Houston High, the right-hander, committed to Tennessee Tech, a 2020 high school grad. He'll be playing in his fifth season of collegiate baseball this upcoming spring, signing with the Rafters earlier on this week. He gets the rocker lineup tonight. Andy Ockham returning to you on WFHR. And as I mentioned in the pregame show for Houston High, three different schools that he's attended so far. The Nashville, Tennessee native, tall drink of water at 6'5", spending time at Freed-Hardeman University in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Should say Henderson, Tennessee. Union University in Jackson. Volunteer State Community College as well. Be Taylor Schultz to lead off the ball game offensively for Green Bay. 3-0 the score. The Raptors plating a three spot in the top of the first if you're just joining us. Big knock being a two-out, two-run single to right from Jorge Degatti. First pitch from the right-hander, Houston High, on the inside corner to Taylor Schultz is called a strike. Schultz hitting from the right side, as are the first four hitters in Chris Kreplin's order tonight. Committed to Flagler, the Aceworth, Georgia native, awaits the 0-1. Breaking ball from High, bounced in there, count evens, a ball and a strike. 30th game of the season played in for Schultz. He's a 265 hitter in his first 98 bats of the summer. Last time he did not collect a hit was in the first half at Royal Oak on the 29th. Six-game hitting streak in this ball game now is a 1-2 pitch now. Derhai collects an inside corner fastball for a called strike. Yesterday went 1-for-4 with a run scored. A triple off the bat of Schultz yesterday here at home in the 6-4 loss to the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. The 1-2 pitch from Houston High. Went up top with that fastball, and it's fouled straight back. Played in one of the two games in Rapids in the last series on the 5th and 6th, did Schultz. That would be the July 5th game, pardon me, that 13-10 Rafter win. Scored twice, went 1-for-2, and drew a walk. Collected an RBI as well in the loss. Another fastball upstairs, missing. Count now 2-2. But 2-for-5 in the series opener against Fondi. That, the lone win so far in the second half for Green Bay, an 11-2 victory over the Dock Spiders. Houston High set, hands held up top. The 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball misses low, count drawn full. Rafters collecting three hits in that top of the first inning. Saw Degatti's two-run single. Had an infield knock as well from McGuire. Leaving one on for the Rafters. Three balls, two strikes, the payoff pitch. Fastball ripped on the ground over to short. Tracer Lopez await for it to come to him on a two-hop. Gathers and throws to first in time. A 6-3 putout begins Houston High's tenure on the hill here in Wisconsin Rapids. Dalen Adderley, the right-handed hitting left fielder. He's now been in three different spots in his three games against Wisconsin Rapids. Played some second base in one of the two games last week. That would be game two of the series and was the team's DH in the series opener. The Loyola Marymount product now playing in his sixth game of the summer. Seven hits in his first 21 at-bats. First pitch from High to Adderley. Fastball tapped foul. Collected his first long ball of the summer a couple of days ago in that July 7th win to Adderley. Was a solo blast. Also collected multiple hits in that game. He's had a hit in every game so far with Green Bay. Entering today with a 915 OPS. Getting on base at a 391 clip, slugging 524. Adderley, that foul ball going off his foot, taking a couple of seconds to recollect himself. The 0-1 home here from High. Missing up top. Count evens a ball and a strike. The Rafters, they added High and junior left-hander from Council Bluffs, Iowa, and a commit to Wichita State, J.C. Dermody, to the roster yesterday. High's 1-1. A fastball ripped back to the netting. Count now 1-2. Out of Adderley, 7 hits, 1 double in that aforementioned home run. He's driven in 4 runs so far in his first 5 games in a Rocker uniform. High comes set, the 1-2 pitch. Fastball driven high in the air, deep left field, turning around Chris Arroyo. Right in front of the warning track, though, he's there to make the grab. 2 up, 2 down here in the first inning. It'll be a man who's had success here against Rafter pitching in this yard. Sam Miller from Columbia University in Pittsburgh stepping into the right-handed batter's box here to face High. 2 of Miller's 6 home runs on the season came here in one game, that 6-3 win on June 11th against these Raptors. Miller playing in his 40th game of the summer. He's a 305 hitter, north of 150 at-bats thus far on the campaign. First pitch to Miller. Fastball missing high. Count begins 1-0. Miller collected a hit in each of the 2 games here at home against Wausau to begin the second half, but has not collected a knock in his 3 games since. Played in the finale against the Raptors in Winterfield, did not play the opener of that series. 1-0 pitch, fastball fouled back by Miller, count evens 1-1. When the Raptors reach the home half, or I should say the top of the second inning, so used to being in Wisconsin Rapids, don't worry. Plenty more matchups there this week. The next 5 in 4 days will be there. 7-8-9 will be due up, or 8-9-1, I should say, the top of the second for the Raptors. 1-1 pitch, foul tip into the glove of Cashel Duggar, count now 1-2. Once again, behind Houston High tonight, it's Chris Arroyo in left, Aiden Teal in center, Jorge Degatti in right. Trotter Boston and Tracer Lopez, third and short. Mason Onati, Max McGuire, second and first. Cashel Duggar catching for Houston. 1-2 pitch, Miller pops this one foul down the first base side. We'll do it again. Miller off the bench yesterday in the loss to Fond du Lac, 0-for-1 in his one at-bat. Went 0-for-5 with a couple of strikeouts against Doc Spider pitching on Sunday. High working back out of the stretch, despite nobody being on, with 2 down here in the first. The next 1-2 pitch home. Breaking ball, not biting there as Miller. Count evens 2-2. Rockers in their home white uniforms, the pinstripes in their blue sleeves. Raptors, their maroon road hats, maroon tops, and black bottoms here tonight. Houston High's 2-2 to Sam Miller. This one rolled over. Foul down the third base side. We'll do the 2-2 here again. We'll see how long Michael Howell gets here in this ballgame. Mentioned he's thrown against the Raptors before in this season. That was the first matchup between the two teams in general and the first here in Green Bay, going 6 2/3 in that win for Howell. Another 2-2. This one grounded back up the middle. Onati behind the second base bag will backhand it to keep it in front, but there's no play to be made. It is a infield single with 2 outs from Sam Miller, keeping the line moving and keeping the inning alive here in the home half of the first for the Rockers. The Princeton product and DH tonight for Green Bay, Jake Bull. Seven-game hitting streak for Bull entering tonight. That dates back to the end of the first half of the season. Back on June 30th at Royal Oak. High set, runner on first. The first pitch to Bold. Fastball in there for a called strike. Bold 1-for-3. He also reached 3 times yesterday. Was walked and hit by a pitch. Entering tonight, a .294 hitter in his first 29 games of the season. 0-1 pitch, dancing off first Miller. Here it comes. This one ripped in the air, deep right field, sending Degatti back. He's going to have to play it off the shipping crates. Bold will stay put at first, going first to third on another 2-out single with Sam Miller. They're on the corners here for the Rockers with 2 down here in the bottom of inning number 1. Nick Harms sitting out of the 5 spot tonight for Chris Kreplane's Rockers. When he's seen Rafter pitching this season, typically will hit out of the bottom third, but the Baldwin, Missouri native has earned his way into the middle of the order here tonight. Arms off the bench yesterday, collected a triple in his pinch hit appearance. Picked up a hit in each of the last four games that he's played in, including a 2-for-3 effort in the series opener just a few days ago in Wisconsin Rapids, and went 1-for-3 as well in the finale. Houston High dealing with some traffic here. They're on the corners with two away. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Harms. This is up and away for ball one. Harms, 6 home runs on the season. 2 of them have come against the Rafters. 1 here in Ashwaubenon. The other back on Friday at Witter Field. The 1-0 delivery, home from the big right hand. That fastball misses up and in. 2 balls, no strikes here on Harms. So the first 4 hitters tonight.